Rancho LPG in the harbor area maintains two tanks, and these tanks are each 12.5 million gallons, two tanks, so 25 million gallons of butane and propane that are about 1,200 feet from residences, from a community school, very close to the 110 freeway, as I said, on Gaffey, and extremely close to the port infrastructure. And these tanks and the materials in the tanks are highly flammable and highly explosive. Over the past 20 years, my predecessors have spent a great deal of time and energy looking into all of the regulatory requirements put on these tanks. But I will say, back in the 1970s, when these were built, the city mistakenly believed that no permit requirements came from the city. So they were built without building permits. They did have other regulatory controls, but they were much less than we have today. And so what my predecessors have done and what we are doing today is we are looking at some of the regulatory controls. The very specific issue that we're looking at, but it's just one issue of many that we're going to look at, is that these tanks, this 25 million gallons of butane and propane, have a containment basin around them. And with all of our wet weather, we've seen the containment basin fill with water, and we've seen it empty. We've seen it go varying heights. And it is unclear what the regulatory controls over that water, that water displacement is. And so what we're looking at very specifically is what is happening with the groundwater, where is that water going, is there contamination? But it does not stop here. I know that EPA and AQMD and a host of other agencies are looking at this, at these tanks, but we're going to continue to look at them. And I want to just thank you in advance that we will get to the bottom of the water issue, but we are also going to look at every other single issue, because a catastrophic event at the Rancho LPG tanks could have the effect, could have the catastrophic effect of damage to life and damage to infrastructure. And of course, we wouldn't want one person killed, but it could also take out the infrastructure of the entire port complex. Right now, by the way, right now, that butane and that propane is transported away from those tanks by rail and by truck through neighborhoods, not pipeline, by rail and by truck through neighborhoods. And so I thank you in advance. I appreciate that this item is going to Public Works, but I also understand that the Council President is going to send it to Energy and the Environment, a committee that I sit on with Councilmember Yaroslavsky as chair, and I look forward to the report back. So thank you.